Up next, Flora Lichtman is here with our video pick of the week. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
What have you got for us today?
We have kind of a creepy one. It seems sort of related. Instead of multiple personalities, you have one personality and multiple faces.
Ooh.
Due to the scary wind.
I'll do the wind. Go ahead.
All right. So imagine this. So you have all these personalized tics, right, on your face. You move your mouth a certain way. You move your eyes a certain way. Now imagine those on someone else's face. Mm. Researchers have figured out how to clone your facial expressions and then transplant them digitally onto someone else's digital face. And it's sort of like a digital video puppet.
Wow.
Being driven by a real person.
Wow. So as the real person is speaking, the puppet is speaking?
Yes.
Along with that person.
Absolutely. So it looks like you are talking, but there's someone else who is sort of making those gestures with your words coming out of their mouth.
Wow. And it's all digitally done.
It's all digitally done. So you might be thinking, you know, why?
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 Why do this? Why go to all this trouble?
Well, Barry John Theobald, who's one of the guys who developed this technique, is interested in taking text and then creating a digital person who will say it. So that's sort of his main goal.
And so you'd be able to type text in and that,
and then create a digital avatar
who would be speaking it. So you get more lifelike.
Right. And this is like step one on that process.
Yeah.
But psychologists are interested in this too, is a way to study human behavior. So the idea is that you can put real people in conversations with these kind of digital avatars, and then you can change things like the person's gender. So you can have a man driving a woman's face.
Well, so you could study the gender differences then.
Right. And the idea is, you know, how do we respond to a woman who has sort of a man's facial expressions?
And on our website at sciencefriday.com, I'm amazed at how good the renditions are, right?
Yeah, I mean,
faces.
This is kind of an amazing thing. The psychologist, Stephen Booker, said that he's run this experiment on 130 people. And of those 130, only 3 people noticed there was something a little off about these avatars.
Wow.
Which is kind of amazing.
Yeah.
So it's worth going to look and see if you can decode the avatar from the real person.
Can you tell which one is the real? And of course, who knows where this kind of research, the video part of it, might wind up in the movies or films or where they want to really recreate.
Yeah, I think that is related to this. This is a 2D version, but the 3D versions are even more sophisticated.
All right. Well, you can see Flora's video pick of the week at our website at sciencefriday.com up there in the left corner. Also, we have a whole archive of our other video picks of the week. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
That's about all the time we have for our program, which is produced by Christopher Intagliata, senior producer Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our producer for digital media. Laura Pelcher, our SciArts producer, and Shelley Du Bois, our Spanish language producer. Neil Rauch is our technical director, and at the controls here, Manya, right here in New York today. We also had a help in Second Life from Lynn Collins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. Surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com, where you can see the video pick of the week, and also we're podcasting and blogging and tweeting and doing that all week and creating a science community for you to stay in touch with us. Have a great weekend. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.